Good morning, everyone. So on this tax day, you know, there are graphic images that come to mind.
You're talking about violent images?
A little terrifying. Well, no, the little black and white boxes where you put your numbers.
That's also a violent
graphic
image.
It is a violent image. That's right. On paper or in TurboTax, it's the same scary calculation, which either adds up to writing a big check to the government.
Yeah.
That hurts. Or to the knowledge that your fat refund is just a loan the government took out on you.
An interest we didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
The interest we didn't collect.
Getting paid back now with no interest.
Right.
Yeah, aren't you smart? Ouch. Well, quite a while ago, our next guest decided that there ought to be a new, more useful graphic representation of how the federal government spends all of our money. His website is called wheredidmytaxdollarsgo.com, and it caught the attention of the folks over at Google, who in February of this year announced a contest to challenge a designer, an engineer, software engineer, someone to create a visualization to help taxpayers understand better how their government works, or at least how it spends. Well, the winner of that data visualization challenge is Anil Khandangat, who joins us now. Congrats, Anil.
Hi, thank you.
And well done. I want to advise everybody to go to your website. And the announcement of your victory is actually happening just at this moment, at this exact moment. But let's start right off the bat. And as people look at this, they'll agree with me that the picture of federal spending that you've created seems to diverge significantly from the political debate we get all the time in news stories. Explain.
Well, there's a big difference between what we perceive and what the reality is. For example, there are some big spending areas that completely get neglected in the discussion. For example, if you look at the interest that we pay on the national debt, that is comparable to the actual amount we spend on healthcare. We spend 10% of our federal budget simply on paying interest on our debt, but that's completely never discussed. On the other hand, we think that we spend a lot of money on public radio. The CNN commissioned a poll last month where people said that they think that 5% of the federal budget is spent on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That would be a sum of $178 billion.
Wow.
The reality is 1/100th of 1%, which is kind of negligible in the whole pie.
Is part of that a natural consequence of the fact that most of what Congress argues about on the budget is the discretionary spending, the stuff that they have control over, because most of the budget Congress has actually kind of given up control over by making continuing authorizations or interest in the case of the 10% you just mentioned?
That is true. So, again, if you look at the pie again, the big spending areas are the entitlement spending, which is Social Security and Medicare, and defense and interest. Now, depending on which side of the political spectrum you're on, one or the other is completely sacred and cannot be touched. So the complete discussion about cuts happens in all the little areas like education and public radio and things that actually do not make a big difference in the long run. So it's an unfortunate consequence of the way our political debate is structured that we cannot make any significant difference to the way our money is spent.
Well, we're talking with Anil Khandangat, who's the creator of the website wheredidmytaxdollarsgo.com, the winner of the Google Data Visualization Challenge, which really sort of shows how the actual priorities of federal spending are at odds with the debates that we have all the time in the news. Let's focus on the interactivity here, and we want to have people call in with their sense of what they would change in that pie chart that's at your website. But how can you imagine, you know, people, first of all, changing their view of, say, Medicare by looking at this graphic representation?
Well, the important fact is that you have to understand how Medicare spending compares to the rest of the pie. And you have to compare it with things that you think that we should be spending money on, say, for example, education, and say, well, is it okay that we're spending a certain percentage more than education on Medicare or not? So it helps you to frame the debate if you knew how much more you're spending on a certain area compared to some other area that you may actually care about.
Well, let me ask you, Anil, was it really this difficult? I mean, is it hard enough that Google has to issue a challenge and a reward to figure out where our tax dollars go? Is the tax code that opaque?
Actually, that is true, because if you talk to people, most people don't realize that we have a progressive taxation system where the taxes are actually computed by seeing how much money you make in a certain tax bracket. If you ask a random person on the street, they'll probably say, oh, I probably pay 30% of my income in taxes. The reality is nowhere close to that. In fact, I looked at the statistics from the Internal Revenue Service. The top 400 taxpayers paid an average of 16.6% of their income in taxes. And the middle class, you ask, people who made between 50 and 75,000 paid only 9% in taxes. I actually checked my own taxes yesterday, and I paid a large sum of 14%. So here's a good experiment for people to do. Take a copy of the 1040 form that you sent to the IRS.
Right.
Take the number in row 60 and divide it by the number in row 37. Multiply by 100 and you get the percentage of taxes of your income that you actually paid in taxes. If you're worried that you may be taxed to death, this may actually pleasantly surprise you, that you actually don't pay as much as you think you do because of all the deductions and exemptions and all the loopholes that Congress has actually created for you.
Now, in theory, you can pie chart all this stuff. Who pays the most taxes by demographic? Who pays the most taxes by income level? What percentage people pay by income level and demographic, right?
Yes, you could.
And, you know, what if, as you're doing your taxes, your 1040 form and filling in all those boxes, you could see these graphic representations? And, you know, the IRS certainly has our attention when we're doing our tax forms. Can you envision people sending their reactions to those sort of graphic representations of the federal priorities back to the government and they using that information in some way?
That's an interesting concept. There has been talk of creating a tax receipt where when you pay your taxes, you actually get a receipt back that tells you exactly how much of your money was spent in different areas. In fact, the White House took a step in that direction yesterday by releasing a website of their own. It's at whitehouse.gov/tax receipt, where they try to tell you how much of your money was spent in different areas. So there's definitely a movement towards that direction, but it remains to be seen whether people will actually do that, because if we actually knew where our money was being spent, the political debate would probably be a lot different, and who knows whether we need so much of transparency and information.
Well, let's hope so. From Phoenix, Arizona, it's Anil Khandangat, creator of the website WhereDidMyTaxDollarsGo.com, winner of the Google Data Visualization Challenge. Anil, quickly, what do you win from Google? $1 billion?
Oh, I wish. Well, they give you $5,000, but the big prize is that they mention you on the official Google blog.
All right. Blog, so. Well, we're part of the prize. Anil, thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.